On June 7th, 1967, the Hebrew date Chof Ches Iyar, 5727, Israel captured the old city of Yerushalayim. In other words, under the 1947 partition plan, that there are going to be two things. There was going to be a Jewish state and an Arab state. And Yerushalayim was going to be an international city. And what would happen was, after 10 years of people living there, to Arabs and Jews and whoever, they'd have a vote to this time, and the residents would determine which, do they want to join the Arab state or the Jewish state. So the Jewish leadership accepted the plan of including the internationalization of Yerushalayim, while the Arabs rejected it. So on May 14, 1948, we got the State of Israel. We declared our independence. But on May 15, 1948, the day after its independence, all the Arab neighbors attacked us. Jordan came, they took East Jerusalem and the Old City. So by the end of the 1948 Arab-Israeli War, Yerushalayim was still divided between Israel and Jordan. So the Old City of Yerushalayim continued to be occupied by Jordan, and the Jewish residents were forced out. They couldn't, basically, people, many don't realize, between 47 and 67, the Jewish people couldn't go to the Kotel. They were shot at, even killed. Under Jordanian rule, half of the old city's 58 synagogues were demolished, as well as the cemetery. And they took the stones and they used to build things with it. So that was between 48 and 67. In 67, things changed. They're about to have the Six-Day War, which we didn't know was going to be 6 days. But before the start of the war, Israel sent a message to King Hussein of Jordan, says, if you don't get involved in the war, we'll leave everything the way it is. We won't attack Yerushalayim or the West Bank. However, the King Hussein caved in to Egyptian pressure, and he began an false intelligence report, and he began to attack civilian locations in Eretz Israel and Israel. And therefore, Israel responded on June 6th by opening the East Front. The following day, Israel captured the old city of Yerushalayim. So, in 1948, basically, the Jordanians had it. And it wasn't until June 7, 1967, we got back Yerushalayim. In fact, that's what they quote from Defense Minister Moshe Dayan on Yom Yerushalayim. They have the following quote. This morning, the IDF liberated Jerusalem. We have united Jerusalem, the divided capital of Israel. We have returned to the holiest of the holy places, never to part from it again. To our Arab neighbors, we extend, also at this hour, and with added emphasis at this hour, our hand in peace. And to our Christian and Muslim fellow citizens, we solemnly promise full religious freedom and rights. We do not come to Yerushalayim for the sake of other people's holy places, and not to interfere with the adherents of other faiths, but in order to safeguard its entirety and to live there together with others in unity. The war ended with the ceasefire on June 11, 1967, and the following year, May 12, 1968, the government proclaimed a new holiday, Yom Yerushalayim, Jerusalem Day, to be celebrated on the 28th day of Iyar. And that's the day on which the divided city of Yerushalayim became one. And as well, on March 23, 1988, the Knesset passed the Jerusalem Day law, making it a national holiday. And that's what they quote from the themes of Yom Yerushalayim. They quote from Tehillim, built up Yerushalayim is like a city that was joined together in Tehillim. And that was, so therefore, Kafkas year every year now, but mostly religious people, but anyone, it's Yom HaAtzmaut is more of a national celebration. Yom Yerushalayim, it's mostly, not that you don't have any secular people, but it seems to be more a focus for the more religious than it is for the secular. I guess the religious Zionists and perhaps others as well. So, because we got back Yerushalayim, the holiest city. In fact, that's a whole discussion in terms of the sanctity of Yerushalayim. We know Yerushalayim is special. It's special for two reasons. That's why, because we know we have four blessings in Birkas HaMazon. We have Moshe Rabbeinu instituted the first bracha Zanas HaKolk. 40 years we were sustained in the Midbar. Yehoshua on conquering the land of Israel. And David Yehoshua on Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Why by the third bracha we have two people involved? Because there are two aspects of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is special for political reasons. It's the capital of Eretz Israel. And it's special for religious reasons because it's proximity to the temple, to the Makam HaMikdash. So, therefore, you had David and Shlomo. You had the two different aspects of Yerushalayim. In fact, that's why it's a whole discussion in the poskim. We know that there's generally a minhag. Most assume that if you haven't been to the Kotel in 30 days, you haven't seen the Kotel. So then there's the concept of ripping kriya. We know you tear a garment when you lose a loved one, but there's also a concept of national mourning that when you go to the Kotel, there's a minhag of ripping a garment. So it's a discussion. The most assumed to that, there's a discussion, and the Gemara discusses it, but the poskim about what do you see Yerushalayim b'chorbono. So the question is, so in 1967 when we got Yerushalayim back, so now it's all not b'chorbono or not. So that depends. If you assume from the political point that it's now our government, we run the government in Israel, and Yerushalayim is our capital, then it wouldn't be. If you assume because of the Beis HaMikdash, we still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's a discussion. So I think the Rav Soloveitchik holds that, yeah, you would, because it's, the Kedusha stems from the Makam HaMikdash, and therefore it's still Bechorbanu. I think Rav Moshe says that one no longer has to rip Kriya on Yerushalayim because it's no longer considered Bechorbanu. So that's what happened in 1967, besides the significant political aspect of it, that we got back our capital, as well as the halachic significance of getting back Yerushalayim as well, the dinim of Kriya and other matters, and just the fact we could go to the fact we have the ability now to go to the holiest places, the Kotel and other places. And in fact, that's what the commentators point out. We see the Gemara talks about the end of Tainus. The Gemara says that Tubav is one of the happiest days of the year. And the Gemara marshals many different reasons. However, one of the reasons the Gemara gives is because Hosea ben Ela, who is no tzaddik, he removed the guards on the road that Yerovim and Nevat put, and he gave the Jews the option of going to Yerushalayim in order to Beis HaMikdash, in order to for the Shalosh Regolim. So, in fact, the Gemara talks about since he gave them an option, some didn't go, some might have been punished. But the point being is, what do we see? The mere fact that Hosea ben Ela removed the guards and gave them the ability to go to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, that itself is a mixer simcha. So if this being have the ability to have access to it is a tremendous simcha, how much more so when we got back Yerushalayim itself, that it'll be a tremendous simcha. And that's what it was in 1967. This is tremendous joy and simcha. I mean, we're still happy today, but the joy of going from Chof Ches Iyar in 1967 to getting back was a tremendous joyous occasion, getting to go back things we take for granted. Of course we have the Koto. No, it wasn't always the case. It wasn't for many years from 48 to 67, many Yidden were Moser Nefesh, just to go to the Koto, they were shot at. But wasn't until Yom Yerushalayim now that we got back our holiest places, we got back Yerushalayim, and we have access to the Kotel Hamaravi, as well as the holy city of Yerushalayim.